Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
Listen up, it's Nick and Sam. Taking you to jungle land. Bengals pride, it fills the air. Every week we're always there. All the plays, Bengals roar in every way. Stories, news, and game recaps. Jungle Juice, we bridge those gaps. Welcome to the Jungle Juice. Nick and Sam, let's break it loose. Cincinnati, hear our call. Bengals fans, unite us all.
Welcome in to this week's edition of the Jungle Juice Podcast. I'm Sam Gormley. He's Mick Nelson. Mick, 24 hours away. How you doing?
Just my favorite day of the year, you know? Just 24 hours away, we're going to have
Boy. You've turned into Optimus Prime to open up this podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Like, it's right off the bat. Okay, now you sound a little bit better. You still are, like,
better?
Maybe a little bit. You still, okay. I don't know. We'll continue.
I think
you're better. You're a little bit better right now. Maybe we'll do it. You might have to leave and come back though as this goes along. I don't know. That's a little bit worrisome right off the bat that we're potentially going to have issues. But how about you? Well, no, we'll just keep you there and we'll see how it can go. But let's bring on our guests of the week. We're not going to waste any more time as it is our first round NFL mock draft show. So from our fellow admins of Houdet Nation, we have Mr. Tommy Lipscomb.
Hey.
What's up, Tommy? And also this guy, Alex Schubert, as well.
Oh, hi.
What is Mama wants her coffee? Is that what it says? Mama needs some coffee. Okay.
I have a whole bunch of these mugs, and it's like one of my favorite collections.
I like that you're rocking your Thad Moss jersey.
I have to.
Who are you rocking today?
What am I always rocking?
Is that your Chad Johnson?
You're rocking a cougar bait?
Oh, cougar bait. Oh, who's your jersey?
Jersey?
Yeah, your jersey.
Hushmanzad.
And Mick, who do you have?
I'm
going
to celebrate the best.
We got the Burrow jersey. We got the orange Burrow here.
I got Thad.
You got that.
I still sound robotic, by the way.
No, you're good now. You're good now.
I think my mic was away from my face. I think that's what it was.
I think it was your internet was having some issues there for a moment because your picture, you also looked like you were filming with a camera from 1974. So it was interesting. But now you look as good as you're going to get. I mean, there's not much to work with, obviously. But
not at all.
I also just noticed we all have hats on right now.
Yes. I always wear a hat. I mean, it's rare that you see me without a hat. I always have to. Okay, so on today's show, I want to start off with, I was listening back to last time we did this, and I asked you all four questions, and we all went through, and we did like one-word answers for them. And I think we should do that again. I've come up with some different ones that as I was driving here today, I was like, okay, I got these down. And then we're going to find out our four teams that we are going to be selecting with in the NFL draft, because we do not know.
Our eight teams.
You mean the four compass directions.
Correct. Eight teams. I'm running a little scatterbrained here. But first off, I've got four questions for you all, so we can go a little bit of four downs or whatever you might want to call it. Okay. The first one, and it's a yes or no. Tommy, I'll start with you. Will the Bengals trade a player this weekend?
No.
Mick?
No.
Alex?
Never even crossed my mind. No.
I'm going to say no too. No, I don't see where it could be. Alex, this is the time last year where you dropped your late round darling of Giovanni Manu.
Yes. And he turned out to be a fourth round pick.
He did. So he really wasn't a late round darling, but do you have one this year?
Kinda, yeah. So I haven't done as much homework this year as I would like have done. I'd like to have done. I think Upton Stout is a guy I've kind of been looking for.
You jerk! You're taking mine. You're taking mine. I've got my red towel.
From what I understand, he's kind of a nickel corner, and Mike Hilton is still without a contract. So
there's a lot of Mike Hilton and Upton Stout's tape too.
From what I understand, he's kind of a smaller prospect, but he just has kind of that this is a comp I'm using right now, like the Muma Jung meta, like play your heart out, just like do everything you can. So Upton Stott's my guy.
He's a Hilltopper too. Tommy,
yes,
you got
he
one?
Is.
I do. Clay Webb, Jacksonville State.
Ooh. Okay, guard.
He's, Bengals pretty much still need a guard. I don't think any of us was really impressed with what they did after they let Kappa go. I think he's a late round guy that could end up being a contributor, possibly a starter later on. He's a grinder. I know it was a smaller school, but he has some really good numbers this year. He played really well.
Oh, I'm on grinder.
Oh, Jesus.
Mick, you signed up for.
Mick, do you have one? Or did Upton Stout was going to be mine, but I guess Alex took that one.
We'll stay at guard here. I like Jackson Slater, guard.
That was my other guy.
Sacramento State.
That was my other guy.
Again, just like Tommy said, we got a guard need coming up. I don't know how badly I really want to spend an early round pick on it. So why don't you find a Cordell Volson-like guy, but hopefully this guy's a little bit better.
Wasn't Cordell Jackson's... Volson a tackle in college?
Was he?
I think he was.
I think he was a
probably.
Guard.
He probably wasn't.
I really don't know now off the top of my head. Mick,
why are you exposing us? Okay.
What, that we don't know what we're talking about?
Yeah, we don't know.
we really don't. I'll drop in my guy that I mentioned last time. I don't think this is a potential for the Bengals, but I like Marcus Yarns.
Delaware.
I got to drop my FCS guy in there. Go Blue Hens, right? Trying to be, I guess. I would assume the first Blue Hen since Joe Flacco to be drafted, right?
I don't
Delaware?
No, I think there's been someone since Joe Flacco.
I don't know off the top of my head from that. But yes, Marcus Yarns will be my do it. Mick, your question here is this, as I decide to pull it up. Who will be the best quarterback in this draft?
Who will be the best quarterback in this draft?
Yeah, when we look back in 10 years, who will be the best quarterback?
Okay, well, I'm going to not count Cam Ward because Cam Ward's the obvious answer.
Oh, so no, I mean, you can say Cam Ward. If you think Cam Ward's going to be the best, then say Cam Ward.
Well, I think Cam Ward, but if I'm going with somebody that's not Cam Ward, it might be Will Howard.
Boo.
Well, that's a hot take. I'm going to say Jackson Dart. I like Jackson Dart a lot.
Will Howard is going to be the Kirk Cousins of this draft class. I'm calling that right now.
Woo.
Also, Sam, do you mind if I interject with Delaware trivia real quick?
Oh, gosh. What is your Delaware trivia?
I'm looking here, and one of Joe Flacco's teammates, Nick Boyle, was a Delaware Fighting Blue Hen.
That name sounds familiar. Yes. Tommy, do you who's going to be the best quarterback?
Probably go with Jackson Dart. I really think he's underrated. I just – like him.
He's kind of badass for real. I really hope the Steelers or some team we hate don't draft him this week.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Cam Ward, I mean, there's a couple of guys that could do well, but this just feels like a weak quarterback class.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't know if it's as bad as like 2022, where you had Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis,
Desmond Ritter.
Matt Corral, Desmond Ritter. But it is.
You remember who the last quarterback taken that year was, right?
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
The best quarterback in that draft. Yeah.
I actually think of this as more of an enigmatic quarterback class because I really feel like there could be like a random like second or third round pick to just like really pop off. I mean, I'm not sure. Like,
Howard?
No, I actually think so. I was talking with Mick off air about this, but if Jackson Dart falls to 32, I legitimately think there's a possibility that the Giants leapfrog the Browns because the Giants pick second in the first round, the Browns pick first. I think there's a possibility the Giants leapfrog the Browns to 32 or to 32 overall and take Dart.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to change mine also. Jalen Milroe, if he is in the right situation, will be the best quarterback in this draft class.
Yeah, because what I've seen with him is like he's like got all the tools, but accuracy.
The takes keep getting hotter. And then really quickly, we're just going to drop a name right now. As of this second, before we do this mock draft, Alex, I'm going to make you start first. Who are the Bengals selecting in the first round?
I am waffling between two guys right now.
We need one name. We need one name.
Yeah, we got it.
We got to go through one name.
Based on who I think could fall to us and who I think we could go with, it'd also be very telling for the future. James Pierce Jr.
Tommy.
Okay.
Same way as Alex, different player, Mike Green.
Yep.
Hey. Nick. Not Mike Green. We're going to go Nick Eamonwori.
I'm going to stick with mine from Sunday, Derek Harmon. That's not who I want. That's who I'm projecting the Bengals to do. Alrighty, speaking of projecting, it's that time for us to put it up here. Okay, so I've got our names here in alphabetical order into this name generator thing. So what I thought is I'm going to hit the orange button right here three times. And then we're just going to put the divisions in alphabetical order. So East is one. East is one, North is two, South is three, and West is four, okay? And I'm going to hit it three times, and whatever order it is, that's the order we're going to be going in. Does that sound good? And sure. What teams we're going to get. Okay, first one, click. Okay, second one, click. And now the time to find it out. Third one, click. Alex is going to be the East. Tommy will be the North. I will be the South. And Mick, again, will be the West.
I will be the West again.
Okay.
Now I have to just be the West every year.
Is that what it is? Okay, so I'm going to need to like write this down because I'm going to forget this. Okay, so Alex is the East.
Yep.
Tommy is the North. I am the South. And Mick is the West. Okay.
Also, everyone gets an equal amount of picks this year because every team gets a first-round pick.
For now, because we aren't doing any trades whatsoever. So that does mean that I am on the clock to open us up for the South, and it's time to open up the draft. This is our mock draft. This is all – what we're trying to do is we are trying to correctly project the first round, too. We're not necessarily saying what we're going to do. We're trying to predict what the teams are going to do.
Yes.
So I will go ahead and open us up with the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft.
Play the chime.
The Tennessee Titans select.
Play the chime.
They select Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami. I don't think this is really going to be any surprise whatsoever. He's the guy. He's going to be the guy. I think it would be a stunner if it's anybody but him for Cam Ward. I don't know that he... You know, last year would have been the number one overall pick. I don't know that most years he'd be the number one quarterback, but I think he is the number one quarterback this year. So Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick for the Titans.
Yeah, I really go ahead, Mick, what do you got?
I was going to say that's it's a pretty sure fire pick at this point. They need a quarterback, like you said. Cam Ward has the tools to be a really good NFL quarterback, potentially. He still has some work to do. I don't know if he would have been QB 1-5 last year, but definitely worthy of a first-round pick.
All righty. It's now time to go to did you have something else to add? Okay, yes. Go for it.
Because like you said, I really don't think that they're going to – I promised myself I'd do this. I really don't think they're going to go anywhere other than Cam. So I think, like you said, I think the first pick is going to be the Titans taking Cam Scataboo. Now, what we're going to do – I promised myself I'd do that.
Hey, okay, remind us to not put Alex on the show anymore.
I will hurt you.
The AFC North is now up with the Cleveland Browns. Tommy, are you ready to hit the chime?
I'm ready. Second round pick in the NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns.
Already?
Select.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. What's his name? Travis Hunter. Sorry. Travis Hunter, Colorado. What is it? Cornerback, wide receiver, whatever, wherever the hell.
What's he going to be, though?
Utility man.
He's going to be their Ryan Friel.
I mean, I believe they've already came out and said they are drafting him.
They have said that they're interested.
See, I'm fascinated how that's going to work out in the NFL. Is Travis Hunter being this multi-tool athlete kind of guy?
I think Cleveland, he would be the wide receiver, honestly. You already have Denzel Ward. You have Greg Newsom both on the outside corner. Their wide receiver room needs some help. You really just have Jerry Jeudy and nobody else. I don't think they have anybody else. So, I think probably a wide receiver. He's probably going to push to play both ways, but we'll see.
Alex is on the clock now for the New York Football Giants. And are you ready to hit the charm?
Sure am. With the third pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants, assuming they don't trade down, will select Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. Just like the top three is pretty – well, the top two prospects are pretty set, you know, because the top two prospects in the draft, no question, are Hunter and Carter. I mean, Ward is going number one because the Titans just desperately want to get rid of Will Levis, especially since he went to Kentucky. But, no, I think Abdul Carter is like the bona fide – third overall pick.
I agree.
Abdul Carter is the pick. Yeah, I don't think there's... I think the top three is pretty much set in stone.
I'd honestly argue that the top five might be set in stone at this point.
I think the Patriots, they have a very likely way that they go, but I think there's still a potential wild card. Now the question is does Alex Schubert take that wild card with a fourth pick?
I think I know what the wild card is, and no, I'm not going to do that. Because with the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New England Patriots will and should take, speaking of Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU. They need an O-lineman. The only one they got really was in free agency was Morgan Moses. So they have to address the other side. Like, they spent a ton of money in free agency. So they have to address their left tackle position. I know, like, Will Campbell, apparently his arms are like 2 millimeters shorter than people would like, but I think Will Campbell is the good choice here.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the wide consensus pick right now for the Patriots. Like you said, they need a lot of offensive line help. He is number one on Joe Goodberry's board. Not that the Patriots are necessarily looking at that, but seems to be a highly coveted offensive tackle.
Because I want to see what Drake May can do in a good system, because he was like, he had like hardly anyone around him, and he was still kind of a good player. He was still kind of a good quarterback.
Yeah.
This is where I think we get our first chance for maybe something weird to happen. And if I am projecting with the fifth pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars will select Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State.
Oh,
I've heard that too.
That is what I've seen the most out of recently.
They're also apparently, according to DraftKings, the odds-on favorite to select Jeanty.
I don't think this is the move they should make. I think they probably should go Mason Graham.
That's what I have them should doing.
But I Jacksonville's not necessarily a team that we should always say that what they should do. And I think that they're probably going to say, let's try and throw a weapon in there for Trevor Lawrence, although they even have ETN already, who I think is fine, but I think they're just going to go for it, and let's just get the best offensive weapon in this draft, and they're going to take Ashton Jeanty with the number 5 overall pick.
The best offensive weapon, not named Travis.
And also, I just wanted to throw in a wild card to Mick to it, pick 6, because the Raiders really had an easy pick.
I really have to scramble now. God damn it.
Because I really think that the Jags could take Jeanty. Are you ready?
There were also some Twitter whispers that they could move up.
Ooh, the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Tom Pelissero, apparently. That's what Alex was saying before the show here.
Yep.
Interesting. Schefter didn't say it, though, so are we sure it's true? Let's hit it for the Raiders.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, so we're going to not go with top 30 visits here, because apparently Pete Carroll likes to use the smokescreen. So we're going to go with a little bit of a wild card here. But with the 6th pick in the NFL draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Jahad Campbell, linebacker out of Alabama. it was going to be Jenty, but then, you know, Gormley had to do what he just did. But yeah, I mean, I think the Raiders definitely have a linebacker need. I can't remember if they brought back Robert Spillane or not, but that is one.
I think the Patriots got Spillane.
Okay, so they definitely have a linebacker need at both off ball and inside linebacker positions. Jahad Campbell has been highly regarded in this draft as the best linebacker in the draft. He's starting to just start skyrocket up draft boards and the consensus board. So, yeah, I think Jahad Campbell to the Raiders here.
I think it's a sensible pick. Just like you said, you know, they have a good need for it. Campbell's one of the best linebackers in the draft. And each year you see something, somebody's going to be taken a little bit too higher than what we thought they should be or a little bit lower. And this is
Michael Penix.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're not wrong. And the quarterbacks are going to be just fascinating as to when they come off, including one that is still on the clock for Alex and the New York Jets, 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 Jets.
So speaking of the twit rumors, the Jets are apparently looking to address a position, and I think there is a player – near the top of the draft boards that they could take with the seventh overall pick. So with the seventh pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New York Jets will select Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State. I mean, they lost another Tyler. Conklin's gone. They need to get a guy for Justin Fields in their next six quarterbacks over the next 10 years. So I think Warren's a good weapon along with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall.
Yeah, and they might have some buyer's remorse from last year too, with as good of a season that Brock Bowers had last year. He was constantly being mocked to the Jets. Yeah. The Jets ended up going with Olufashinu instead. But yeah, I mean, definitely could see Warren going there.
Was there a report about Will Campbell having an injury? I'm not sure I've seen that. Josh is asking down here.
Simmons, I think, was the one with the injury.
Okay.
Josh Simmons?
Yeah, from Ohio State, right? I think there was some rumors about him. And then Jahad Campbell, I think, is dealing with a shoulder, potentially, isn't he? Or something in that realm,
yeah,
too.
Like that.
Alrighty, I am now on the clock for the Carolina Panthers. This is actually a pick I think I feel pretty confident about. And with the eighth pick in the NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select... I don't know what you want to call him, but we're going to go to Georgia and call him Jalen Walker, linebacker, edge rusher, whatever it is from Georgia. Jalen Walker is going to be the Carolina Panthers pick. I would love to see him drop to the Bengals. That's just not going to happen. I don't even know that if it does that they would draft him, but he is still a very interesting prospect, and the Panthers need some guys on that line. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney is getting up there in age. They have another pass rusher now who's, of course, escaping my mind as I'm going to talk about it, who's getting up there in age. They need some juice.
He kind of reminds me of an Isaiah Simmons prospect, even though Simmons didn't exactly like super pan out in the league, where it's like he's a hybrid like linebacker, like he can play the edge. So I like Walker at eight.
What were you saying, Tommy?
Yeah, I was saying I totally agree with that because the Panthers are pretty much in the same situation as what we were screaming with the Bengals. They need a pass rush desperately. And Walker can do that. He can play a couple of different positions, so, you know, they can put him where he's needed. And he can play at a high level. I think that's a really good pick for them.
I guess I'm on the clock again because I'm going to be done before everybody else because the South is terrible.
pick is 25.
Yeah. I'm going to be done real early. And this is where things could get interesting with the Saints. But with the ninth overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Mason Graham, interior defensive lineman from New Orleans.
Michigan.
Yes. New Orleans is taking him. That's best player available. The quarterback thing is going to be interesting to watch. I don't think the Saints are going to pull Shadur in that realm.
No.
And you're not reaching at that point for a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe or whoever it might be.
Tyler Shack.
Yeah, you're not going into that at nine. If you're going to do that, you're going to trade back into the 20s probably to get something like that and grab some more picks. So because of that, I think you're going best player available, and Mason Graham is probably the best player available at that point.
I think the quarterback, fire sale is going to happen early round two.
Mick, you seem to hate that pick.
What?
Did you hate my pick?
No, I love Mason Graham.
I thought it was like a groan or something from you. What a terrible pick.
No, Mason Graham, I think I've told you, Mason Graham's my favorite player in this draft. I think that he's that killer at three tech that that a lot of teams are coveting right now. So, no, I think it's a really good pick.
All righty, we head back to the north. Tommy. The Bears are on the clock.
With the 10th pick in the NFL 2025 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Kelvin Banks Jr.
Oh, wow.
Lyman,
wow. Well, this put is the wrench in my pick here.
Damn it. New quarterback last year. They need a left tackle opposite of Darnell Wright. And the good thing about Banks is they think he can play. He can slide inside if he needs to. And if what they got, at guard just doesn't work out, then maybe he can slide inside. I don't know. I just think that they'll go offensive lineman, and I think it's going to be Banks.
Yeah. No, I mean, they definitely need an offensive line help. They've been mocked for tackles and guards. I think a lot of the draft season here. So Kelvin Banks, good pick. I'm kind of pissed. I was going to go with Kelvin Banks for the Niners, but we're going to have to switch it up again.
See, I was really hoping Banks would be a guy that would potentially fall to 17, because I think it would be a very interesting decision for the Bengals. They have a slot because he's been projected as either a tackle or a guard, and maybe he is your left guard of today and your left tackle of the future. Now you've obviously taken that up, and I don't know. I think it makes it interesting to continue it up.
I don't even think he's the tackle I would have taken at number 10, to be honest.
Something tells me that the tackle you would have taken at number 10 is maybe the tackle that Mick will be selecting at number 11.
You better not.
They're switching it up, and there's tears coming down my face. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the San Francisco Niners with the 49ers with the 11th overall pick are going to select Mike Green, the edge rusher, out of Marshall.
Whoa, okay.
No top 30 visits apparently for Mike Green. It was rumored for the Niners, but we're not sure if that's true or not.
He didn't have any?
Mick's not wearing a beanie too, Josh. He's wearing a hat. Schubert was wearing a ball cap here.
Yeah, might just be flipped up a little bit. But Mike Green reportedly had a visit. I'm not sure how true it is or not, but they do need edge rusher help. Mike Green, I think, is the second best edge rusher in this class next to Abdul Carter. And no, that is not me being biased because I am a Herd fan. So,
I don't think that's biased. That's fair to say.
Totally agree with Mick. It would be a great pick for them at defensive end. And that's the thing about Green. I actually wanted Green. That's who I want the Bengals to select. But he's just fast. He's just strong. That guy's acceleration is unreal. He went up
against a nose for the backfield, which is crazy. Pass rush win rate, pressure rate, sacks. I mean, hell, he was the Sun Belt player
last year.
He was the Sun Belt player of the year, not defensive player of the year. He was literally the MVP of the Sun Belt.
And you got to, I just want to say this. I mean, you got to think the last time a first round pick from Marshall had character issues turned into Randy Moss. So, I'm just saying it's a little overrated.
No, he'll be a Hall of Famer. Be a Hall of Famer.
He's no Hilltopper. He's no Hilltopper. Okay, we go to the East. And Mr. Schubert, you're on the clock for Dim Boys.
I am. This could either make complete sense or shock you guys, but I feel very, very confident in this. With the 12th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys, regular season champions of every year, select Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas.
Wow. Oh, wow. Tet McMillan still on the board.
I see Tet McMillan sliding down a lot of draft boards for some reason. I have him a little later in the first round. I think that, CeeDee Lamb is like your everything receiver. And I see Matthew Golden as like a better Michael Gallup. And he's like an in-state prospect.
So that's worthy of him being the 12th overall pick?
I mean, you also have to think, okay, so I also said this. I learned this lesson in your apartment, Vic. I learned this lesson in your apartment. You have to account for at least that one team doing something that goes completely against the grain. But I also see, hi, Chris. You were a great running back, by the way. Yeah, it's a very Jerry Jones thing to do. But see, I think it's a legit possibility.
I know. I was watching yesterday. ESPN did a good special, and they had a mock draft with all of their beat writers. And the beat writers selected Tet McMillan at this point. But Mike Tannenbaum, I think is his name, who's the ESPN, yeah, former GM and all that, he got on there, and he was on your side and saying, he said Matthew Golden is far and away the best wide receiver in this class. And Matthew Golden ended up not being drafted in the first round by the beat writers. It was just kind of interesting. And at the end of that, you'd have thought Mike Tannenbaum, it was like that. It would have been as if in 2020, Joe Burrow didn't make it in the first round, was kind of how his reaction was on there. And I was like, okay, calm down. Like, let's Matthew Golden might be really good, but I don't know. It was just kind of funny to see him get that angry. Okay, Alex, we're going to continue with you with the 13th pick, Dolphins.
All right, this one won't be quite as shocking, but with the 13th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Armand Membo, offensive tackle, Missouri. They have to. Terron Armstead retired. It's pretty simple. You have to replace him.
With maybe the best offensive lineman in this draft.
Not hot take, not named Will Campbell.
Maybe even better than Will Campbell.
I think he's better than
Will Campbell. Very potentially. Apparently he's got like the good, he's got all the physical tools.
Other than the height, he is only 6'3", but yeah, he's got the arm length requirements needed to be an NFL offensive tackle. Really, the Dolphins could address anywhere on the O-line and it would be a good pick. Their O-line was atrocious last year.
Oh, I'm not up for a while. Oh, man.
They did better when they brought Jackson Carmen in the game, though.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was a right tackle.
Oh, boy. We're going to have a Jackson Carmen mention on this. This one, I think the Colts would be headed to the podium and just be handing it right there. And with the 14th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Colston Loveland, tight end from Michigan.
Yep.
Colts need a tight end.
Yep.
And he's the best one left on the board. He's probably the only other one that's going to be drafted in the first round. So Colston Loveland, I think, is probably who they're easily going to draft in this scenario. Especially if Tyler Warren was there, I think they'd run. They'd run to the podium and hand it right to him. But because of that, it is a it would be Colston Loveland. I think you're back now, Tommy. You're good.
He's back.
He's back. Did you just really hate the Colston Loveland pick that you just disappeared for like 10 seconds or something?
No, everything locked up on me. So yeah, I disabled my cam. You know, I thought I was going to have to restart and boom, it came back up. Internet here sucks.
Well, yeah, no, I'm glad you're still here for us. Okay, I guess I'm back on the clock because, again, the South freaking sucks. So it's just everybody for this, and gosh.
Wow, I'm not up until 29.
Wow. Okay. With the, what are we on? The 15th pick.
Yep.
In the 2025 NFL Draft. Oh, gosh. The Atlanta Falcons select, I'll go Mykael Williams, edge rusher from Georgia.
They need pass rush help.
They need
badly.
Pass rush.
They do.
He's not a great pass rusher, but he's got the tools to potentially be a good pass rusher. And then also I'm glad that he's off the board so the Bengals don't take him because they don't really need another guy like that. They need somebody who can actually come in and rush the passer right now. And not have a better Miles Murphy, I think, is what Mykael Williams is. You know, good against the run, but you're hoping he can turn into something against the pass. So I think Mykel Williams goes in that slot.
Yeah,
I agree. Totally agree. I know he's better known as a run stopper, you know, really good run defense, but I think they can slide him over. Who's the DC in Atlanta now? I can't remember, but I know it was.
Well, Raheem Morris is the coach.
Yeah, well,
so he's probably having a hand in that.
Yeah, I think that they'll. I think that that's a good place for him.
Oh, it's the Jeff Olbrich, the Jets.
Nailed it.
Interim.
Jeff Olbrich.
Yep, the Jets interim head coach was there. Hooday, John. Thanks for watching us.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay,
you Domanski.
Mick, you're on the clock with the Cardinals.
Oh, so we're pretty torn on this. With the 16th overall pick in the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select James Pierce Jr., edge rusher out of Tennessee. They've had a meeting with James Pierce Jr. They had a top 30 visit with him. That isn't the all-telling sign, but they obviously need some pass rush help. The talent is off the charts for James Pierce Jr. I think that I don't think he escapes out of the first round like some pundits are projecting. I think some team's going to take a flyer on him just based off of the work that he's had on the football field.
It only takes one team to fall in love with him.
It does. Only takes one. So in this case, it's going to be the Cardinals at 16.
There's a lot of different ways they can go too. I mean, I'm looking like at a consensus mock draft and as well there, Mykel Williams is the most popular pick. And that's only 15% of mock drafts that they track, which is one of the lower percentages in this looking up and down. Cause I mean, you look at some that have incredibly high projections, but this one is one of the lower ones. So now this is where Tommy, you get to make the final decision as to who the Bengals are going to pick.
Y'all ain't gonna like
this is where we're going to talk it through, though, because and we're all going to give who we would pick in this scenario or who we think the Bengals would take in this scenario. But you do get the final say in this. Mick, I'll let you start.
Well, you know, my original mock draft was Nick Eamon Warrior, but I did not see Shamar Stewart being on the board. Shamar Stewart has the build to be a 4-3 defensive end in the league. He is obviously all the traits, all the tools. The Bengals have met with him, I believe, right? Can anybody confirm that the Bengals have met with Shamar Stewart? I'm pulling it up right now. But yes, okay, they had a combine interview with Shamar Stewart. So that's
they also had a combine interview with Genty.
They did. Okay. Well, that might change things up a little bit then.
You're going to try and take Eshim Genty too?
No. Well, okay. Nope. We're going to stick with Eamon Worry since it was just a combine interview. I thought it was a top 30 visit. We're going to go with Eamon Worry.
Yeah, Eamon Worry. They had a top 30 visit with him.
Carolina.
Okay, Alex, in this scenario, who are you? Oh, wait. Did you have more to add, Mick?
No.
There is one player, according to the list I have, there's one player that has had both a combine and a top 30 visit. And that player Walter Nolan. He kind of strikes me, and I put this in the group chat and nobody responded, but Walter Nolan kind of strikes me as like a typical Bengals draft pick because he's a guy who like has a lot of potential. There's like some teams are like really high on him. Some are like really low on him. But I think if Pierce isn't available, if Mike Green isn't available, you have to address the D-line at 17, and Walter Nolan's the guy for me.
I think the interior defensive line, I know Mick and I disagree on this, I think it's still a massive hole, especially pass rushing. You know, I made the comment, whether it was on last show or the show before, the teams that win the Super Bowl rush the passer, and they rush it from the inside. And the Bengals have nothing from the inside. You're betting on hopefully B.J. Hill maybe becomes a better pass rusher. That's not going to happen. What you're going to get
also on the
BJ
wrong
Hill
side of 30.
Is what it is. Exactly. Chris Jenkins, do you really have that much faith in him? No, I mean,
as a run defender, maybe?
But you need some juice into that pass rush. So I think you're probably looking at a Walter Nolan or a Derek Harmon in this scenario. Ezeraku is a wild card in this. And then, listen, or do you just say, screw it. Let's go Tet McMillan. Let's just
they could. Roll. They very well could
Let's
go Tet McMillan
freaking
here.
Roll, just, you know? And just say, screw it.
Now. Bad Sam.
Screw it.
Bad Sam.
Screw it. Okay, Tommy.
All right.
I'm gonna hit the chime for you.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, we are going to cheer boo you like we're there.
With the 17th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Shamar Stewart, defensive end of Texas
A&M.
Wow.
I don't love it.
Oh, boo.
Perfect reason. I do not like that pick. You told me to go with who I think they would go with. The reason I think they would go with is go back and listen to Duke Tobin and what he said about draft picks. He does not care about what they have did on the field. They are looking for physical traits. He said that he wants guys that are athletic enough to be in the NFL. Do I agree with that? No. But this is where Shamar Stewart comes into play, and I think that that's what they're going to do.
This would be a pick. If it's Stewart, this would be a pick that I would be – I think it would be the most disappointing Bengals first-round pick for me since 2017.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, it's gonna be the kind of guy. It's gonna be the kind of pick. It's like look back,
John Ross, right?
Oh yeah, that's
since John Ross. It would be the most disappointing first round pick since that. But it also could be one of those because I really think with Shamar Stewart, you're either going to have like we're looking back in 5 years, and that was holy crap. How do we get Shamar Stewart at 17? Or it's oh god, that's Shamar Stewart at 17. That's the draft there.
And there's going to be that one guy who's like, oh, man, we passed on him?
Or thank goodness we passed on him. And I think Shamar Stewart is the answer to all of those on the potential for it. Like, I don't think you're wrong, Tommy, in projecting that here right now. I hope you're wrong. I hope
I'm wrong, too.
Yeah, from what I understand, wasn't Shamar Stewart kind of a combine daddy?
He was.
He is a 10.0 RAS score. A 10.0. Oh, look at this. Murmur. What's up, y'all? I'm Jamar Chase. I believe it fully. What's up, Jamar?
What's up, Jamar?
Hi.
How's Joe doing? Is he staying healthy and everything?
Triple Crown doing well?
Ooh, hot take from Josh. Even John Ross is the right pick under the right staff.
And I think that actually makes a little bit of sense with Stewart. Like I said, I don't like the pick. It's who I think that they are going to go with. But I truly do think the Bengals have a better defensive coordinator when it comes to development now with Golden than what they had with
especially Luke. In the trenches.
And I also think it, even though preferably my preferred choice is Nolan, I would like to Nolan. I think Harmon would be good, you know, given with who's already off the board in our draft. But I don't know if the front office is going to be sold on a third interior defensive lineman within the first three rounds for a second straight year.
Yeah, and that's an underrated point there, Tommy, because, I mean, you mentioned Chris Jenkins Jr. Are we just going to – are the Bengals really just going to give up on him already? I mean, they spent a second-round pick on him. Definitely had a disappointing 2024, but you also brought back B.J. Hill. So I feel like you're trying to maybe bank on – one
and
of those
they signed
two guys
T.J.
end up
Slayton.
Working out. Well, he's
T.J.
Nose
Slayton's
tackle.
A nose. He's a nose.
Okay.
So, I mean, him and McKinley Jackson are manning that one spot, and right now you're betting on B.J. Hill and Chris Jenkins to man the other one. And that's where I disagree with you all. You need a pass rush. You need something. And we saw what we've seen from B.J. Hill, and we saw what we saw from Chris Jenkins, and I don't like betting on that to improve. You need to improve with draft picks. And if anything else, you're adding more rotational guys. Because when did we see the best of B.J. Hill? We saw the best of B.J. Hill when he was a rotational piece with Larry Ogunjobi. Now, that was also when he was a younger player, but that's when he was the best. Let's
he also
add more
had D.J. Reader right next to him as well.
Let's add more rotation to this, and let's help it out that way.
Also kind of an elephant in the room for edge rushers. We don't know if Trey Hendrickson's going to be here long term.
We don't.
That's true. I mean, you don't.
They still have a lot of questions at defensive end. You know, I was satisfied, you know, them bringing back Osai. I really think Osai could be good with enough reps. But
especially on a prove-it deal.
I mean, opposite of Trey Hendrickson, all their edge rushers just are not proven yet. I think that somebody may stand out, but that's why I still have in my head that they're going to go edge rusher.
I thought Osai, like when Sam Hubbard went down, like Osai had like a really good end to his 2024. So the fact they signed him to a 1 year, like $7 million prove it deal, he could. I think Osai could be the full time starter this year if they don't take an edge rusher in round one.
All righty, let's keep it rolling here. We've talked a lot about the Bengals. We'll come back to them a little bit later on in the show as well. The Seattle Seahawks are on the clock with Mick Nelson.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks select Nick Eamon-Worry, the safety out of South Carolina. I'm going to draft him eventually, boys. So the Seahawks are meeting with a ton of defensive backs that are projected to go round one or early round two. When I was looking at, I saw meetings with Bill Johnson. I saw meetings with Nick Eamon-Worry. I saw meetings with Savon Rebell and so forth. So I was kind of torn between Will Johnson and Nick Eamon-Worry for this. I think they have the more pressing need at safety than corner. At corner, you still have Devon Weatherspoon. You still have Reek Woolen on the other side. At safety, you have Julian Love, I believe. Yeah, Julian Love at safety. He's got a pretty good safety in the league. But Kobe Bryant's manning the other safety spot and hasn't been great. Nick Eamon-Worry is going to bring back the Legion of Boom.
Eamon-Worry, interesting. You're passing on offensive line, but I guess not going to reach for Gray Zabel here?
They didn't do it last year when they had a pressing need for it.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I really do. Like, they need an offensive line, especially for Sam Darnold, because they let Lakin Tomlinson walk. They didn't really sign a whole lot of people. So,
They also, like, the only reason I'm not going guard is that they literally had the same exact pressing need as they did last year. And they didn't address the guard spot until mid to late in the draft. I mean, I don't see them doing it here at 19 either.
Totally agree. And at 19th here with Seattle, it could be argued that Eamon-Worry could be the best player available as well. I mean,
he is. Yeah. There's a good him and Will Johnson, I think, are the best.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Players available right now at this point.
Okay, I'm now on the clock. Gosh, why did I get the South?
The guy who said Thad Moss kind of got into my sandal.
No, I got the Texans still, so I'm almost done. Okay. Gosh. With the 19th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will select Donovan Isiraku, edge rusher from Boston College.
I like him.
I think there's a couple. I think you could see this be a Will Johnson spot. I think you could see this be a Malachi Snark spot as well.
Is Jahdae Barron still on the board?
He is still on the board. You could have seen this be a Barron spot too. You could see this go a little bit, but you need some edge rushing help on that team. Ezeraku's the best guy left. He's really the only of the big guys left really still on the board now. So I think they're just going to take him and get rid of him right off the bat.
From what I've read about Ezeraku, he's kind of like a Mike Green guy. He's a little smaller, but he's just an animal of a pass rusher. And I think there's going to be that one team that falls in love with his like bull rushing mentality.
And it might be the Bengals.
The Bengals visited with us. Doesn't look like it.
Maybe not. Okay, Mick, you're on the clock with the Broncos.
Oh, jeez. All right, with the 20th pick in the NFL draft, this is going to be a shocker. The Denver Broncos select Maxwell Hairston, quarterback out of Kentucky.
Whoa!
Going Maxwell Hairston here. Top 30 visit with the team. The only other ones that I saw that are still available are Luther Burden, and that might be it because Matthew Golden's off the board here. I was debating Ted McMillan, but I don't know. They still have a need at cornerback opposite of Pat Surtain. Will Johnson is also still on the board, but the fact that they met with Hairston and not Will Johnson, even though Will Johnson is higher on the consensus board, I'm going to go with Maxwell Hairston. And I think you know where I'm going to go with this next pick now.
Well, you don't get to make the next pick.
Oh, wait. Am I not? Oh, the Steelers are up. Okay, never mind.
But first, Riley asks, miss the Bengals pick. Who'd you all have them take? Riley, if you actually would listen to the entire show, you would know the answer to this.
We very clearly know that we took Jackson Slater.
Yep, that's exactly who we took. Jackson Slater was with the pick. Shamar Stewart was the answer, Riley.
I'm okay. Mid, apparently.
Yes, that is what he said. The Thedmouse guy is mid. He
did. Yeah.
Okay, Tommy. Are you going to do it?
It's tough. With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select.
Don't you do it.
A bottle of Febreze. That's it. Friggin stinks. I mean, have y'all ever been there? I mean, my goodness. I mean, it smells like Crapple. A ship plant exploded. I mean, it's awful. But seriously, had a tough choice to make here. Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, please.
It's really adding to the shit over in Pittsburgh right there. Perfect Steelers pick. Perfect Mike Tomlin player. Perfect guy for us to hate. Shedeur Sanders.
I mean, yeah, you've already got enough drama with the wide receivers. Let's just drop some more drama in there.
I mean,
love it.
You know, I think they can go either way. I mean, you know, Jalen Milroe still on the board. I think they can go that route as well. I'm sure that there will be a lot of debating in this situation if this happened in their war room, but I think it'll be Sanders.
And then they're going to sign Aaron Rodgers to compete with him as the starting quarterback. That's just what I want. And then give them Hard Knocks. Like, just do that. Give them Hard Knocks, and I would actually maybe watch it then.
Oh, they literally just had Hard Knocks like 6 months ago.
That would be awesome.
You're telling me you wouldn't watch it if it was Rodgers and Shedeur battling for the start? That's the only thing
they talk
about.
And DK Metcalf and George Pickens?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be great. Okay, Mick. You're on the clock with the Chargers, and I think this actually is lined up pretty good for them.
It has lined up really good, but we're changing it up based off the top 30 visits here. But with the 22nd overall pick in the NFL draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Tataroa McMillan, receiver out of Arizona. I was going to go Will Johnson, but no top 30 visits. I doubt they would have needed one with the Harbaugh connection there. But they definitely have a needed outside wide receiver. Josh Palmer's gone now. It's not like he was that great anyways, but he's gone now. He's like the best outside receiver they had. They have Ladd McConkey, but he's primarily a slot guy. They need to get some weapons for Justin Herbert. So Tataroa McMillan at 22 for the Chargers.
He actually, not so fun fact, if T had left, he would have been like my ideal T replacement.
Mine would be Jaden Higgins.
In the second.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Yeah.
I could see
like
that.
Okay, Tommy, we head to the north, the Packers.
It's tough. Picks are already taken. Let's see. With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL draft. God, y'all making it tough as it gets older. God, I hope this guy hasn't been selected yet. The Green Bay Packers select Derek Harmon, Oregon.
He has not been selected
yet. He has not been selected yet.
We want to do a recap of the picks real quick.
Yeah, seriously.
Here, I can let me. I'll jump in here and I can share my screen because I am keeping track of it over here. Let's see. You took Derek Harmon. Let me update this, and I will throw it up on my screen here as we're talking. It'll just take me a moment. Tommy, if you want to go ahead and talk about Derek Harmon or what you might have to say about him.
Live technical production.
Well, the Packers are going to need a little bit of interior defensive line help, especially since we got TJ Slayton from them, who was really good, when the runs.
Yeah.
I think that this is something that they're going to do. They're going to try to beef up their defensive line. The NFC North has usually been kind of a doormat, just like one team would be good, three would be not so good. Now you have Chicago trying to make headway. Detroit, is there in Minnesota. It's a very competitive division, and I think that that's something that they're going to do. They're going to try to beef up their defensive line, and they're going to try to
I totally agree with you, Tommy. They have interior defensive line needs. TJ Slayton's gone, like you said. Kenny Clark's not getting any younger. He's starting to get to that start of his career where he's old. He's turning 30 next year. They did draft Devontae Wyatt a few years ago. But, you need interior defensive line help, especially when you're playing NFC North football. So I definitely agree with you.
Okay, let's recap.
I was going to say, you mind if I
okay, really quick.
So I also think another possibility for them is a number one receiver, because they have a bunch of number two receivers like Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks. I actually had them mocked Luther Burden.
I like Luther Burden and all, don't get me wrong, but he also primarily plays slot, and you literally have one of the best slot receivers in the league right now in Jaden Reed.
I'm not convinced he's legally allowed to catch a pass after the first quarter.
Oh, wait, let's recap this really quick. Cam Ward went number one. Travis Hunter, number two, to the Browns. Abdul Carter went three to the Giants. Patriots took Will Campbell. And we had Ashton Gentry going to the Jags. Jihad Campbell going to the Raiders. Tyler Warren went to the Jets. Jalen Walker to the Panthers. Mason Graham to the Saints. Kelvin Banks to the Bears. Mike Green to the Niners. Matthew Golden to Dem Boys, Armon Menbu to the Dolphins, Colston Loveland to the Colts, Michael Williams to the Falcons, James Pierce to the Cardinals, Shamar Stewart to the Bengals, Nick Emanwori to the Seahawks, Donovan Ezeraku to the Bucs, Maxwell Harrison to the Broncos, Shadur to the city near West Virginia, Tet McMillan to the Chargers, and Derek Harmon just went to the Packers. That is the recap so far, and we keep it rolling. Tommy, you're back on the clock again with the Minnesota Vikings.
Ready to go.
You're good. Take it.
With the 24th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Luther Burden, wide receiver, Missouri.
Okay, so they're going to have the best trio of wide receivers in the league. It's there. Mm-hmm.
That would be me, Josh.
Oh,
you're just going to load them up for old JJ, aren't you?
I am. I think that that's something that they're going to look at because, they're going to give him as many weapons as possible. I had a couple of other people pegged for Minnesota already, and they were already off the board. So I think in this situation, they go best player available. And I just think that they're going to go another receiver. I think that they're going to try to overpower somebody on the – I think they're going to start trying to have an overpowering offense similar to the Bengals, but preferably with a better defense.
I had them going – is Malachi Stark still available?
He is.
That's who I had them going, because I think, like I said, Harrison Smith's not getting – he's, like 13th or 14th year in the league or something like that?
Yes. Yeah, and Walter Nolan's still out there as well.
Yep, Jahdae Barrett's still out there.
Jahdae Barrett and Will Johnson are both out there still.
I love Luther Burden.
I thought Nolan was already drafted. When I was looking, I already thought Nolan was gone. That probably would have been the pick, you know, if it wasn't, if I would have paid
attention. It is known for the Vikings to potentially screw up on draft day. So it's potential, right?
Yeah.
They've been known for that. Okay.
Yeah, last year they got this J.J. McCarthy guy who I'm not very sold on. So
with my last pick of today... And the 25th pick in the NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
Not great, Zabel.
They needed offensive line help, so they're going to go with Simmons. And frankly, just now I'm glad I'm done, and I guess I could just take myself off the screen and see y'all later, right? Because that was my... No, I guess I have to hit the chime button at least for the rest of this.
You do.
I think they'll go Simmons. I don't know with Zabel. I think Simmons might just fit just a little bit better.
Yeah, I also could see them going Egbuka because of the Stroud-Egbuka connection, especially since Stephon Diggs just left for the Patriots. So, but they... Because they got Cam Robinson in free agency, so I'm not sure how urgent of a need their offensive line is, but I like the pick. I do.
Yeah. No, I think they still need offensive line help. They did get Cam Robinson. They still have another tackle situation to fill. Now that Laremy Tunsil's gone, you're really going to trust who they have, Titus Howard at right tackle? I wouldn't necessarily do that. So yeah, I think I think anywhere in the offensive line would have been a good pick for these guys.
Okay, Mick, drop us in with the Rams.
All right. Well, the Rams are running to the podium with the 27th overall pick, and they're going to select Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Mostly, they're doing it so the Ravens don't draft him, because this would have been the quintessential Ravens type of draft pick.
Their quintessential is still there.
Oh, it is. It is. What are you talking about, Jahdae Barron?
Well, there's two, I think.
Who's the other one? Malachi Starks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I definitely say Jahdae Barron. I don't know about Malachi Starks, but...
Well, I disagree. I think he'd be a good fit. Go on.
But Will Johnson, they have a need at quarterback. It's pretty plain and simple here. You have Akello Witherspoon, who's okay, who also had one of the most ridiculous interceptions I've seen at a Bengals game a couple of years ago. They do have Darius Williams at the other spot at outside corner, but they could definitely use an upgrade here. They already worked on upgrading the safety room, so it's time to get the other defensive backs done. Will Johnson was highly touted as a top five, top 10 draft pick up until the most recent months. Maybe some form of prospect fatigue. Maybe it had something to do with the injury he sustained in 2024. But if you're getting him at pick number 27, you're running up to that podium.
Yeah, it'd be a great pick for them. And speaking of great picks, it's time to find out who Tommy will be the Baltimore Ravens selection.
It's the 27th pick in the 2025 NFL draft. The Baltimore Ravens select Donovan Jackson, offensive guard, Ohio State.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. I would like that.
You know, he's a better run blocker than what he is as a pass protector. And... this is a run-heavy offense. This is somebody that I believe they'll think that fits their offensive line really well. And they do like to have some beefy linemen up front.
Yeah, I think it's a great pick. I think the Ravens' offensive line, interior offensive line, like, it is still a work in process. You don't know how much you can trust Andrew Voorhees at the left guard position. And the same with Daniel Falele. I think one of those two definitely could get turned over here. Donovan Jackson was a really, really, really good guard for Ohio State.
Yeah.
He's personally my second favorite guard in this draft. I think would be a good pick for him.
And also, the bigger schools, like the national champions, like your Georgia, your Ohio State, you're going to have quite a few players selected in the first round.
Yeah. I think Ohio State might break the record for second-round draft picks, honestly.
They got a lot.
Yeah, they got two running backs.
Two running backs. You got two edge rushers.
Two edge rushers. Maybe one of those offensive linemen drops.
Maybe Will Howard.
I don't know about us. Maybe. You never know.
Tyleek Williams. That's another one. No tackle.
Tommy, your final pick of the day.
I think so. He's the Lions. We'll see if I paid attention. I think he was already taken, though, but I'm not for sure. With the
Walter Nolan's still on the board, by the way, Tommy. He's still there. Just want to make sure you know.
All right. With the 28th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Malachi Starks. Has he been taken?
He has not been taken. That is a valid pick.
They need that kind of help. I was torn between him. I think that edge rusher would be big for him. I know that they need safety help. They need some help back there in the secondary, just all around.
Also, mind you, Kirby Joseph just got paid.
Mm-hmm. And I know that they're looking for an edge rusher to play opposite of Aiden Hutchinson that can just be a monster just like he is. But given with what was taken, I think safety, defensive back in general will just be the way that they go. That was one of their – one defense, that was one of their weaker part positions when we – one defense this year was –
Well, the Lions also got absolutely hammered with injuries last year.
And, I mean, Malachi Starks is a guy, too, that you've seen projected all over the first round, too.
Oh, yeah.
So he can go a lot of different ways. I mean, it would be not a like a stunner, but there's a chance that he's a Bengal tomorrow night.
I don't think it's a
large chance, but it's not like it's a wild scenario for us to say that Malachi Starks is a Cincinnati Bengal tomorrow night. Okay.
I also don't think I don't think there's going to be a player where a defensive player we draft them. Oh, I'm bummed. There's not a lot of players I'd be bummed about.
Other than Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart. I don't know. I'm more just
I'd be okay with Shamar Stewart. I think he's got a lot of potential.
I mean, I don't want to bet on that. I don't know. I want to bet on production.
I get you there, but I guess there's something to be said about that Texas A&M defense. Like, you literally have three defensive linemen on that defense projected to go in the first 2 days of that draft, and neither of them really had great production.
I don't know.
In 2024.
I might be wrong with Shamar Stewart, but Alex, it's finally time for you to pick again.
Yes, it is. With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Ja'Dae Barron.
Oh, they're running to the podium for that, too.
They have to. And we're running to the podium at 30 as well. Well, they have Marshawn Lattimore, but he's a veteran in the league at this point. I don't think he's getting any younger. I have Ja'Dae Barron mocked 9 to the Saints.
I have him mocked, I think, 27 to the Rams, but that would be a running to the podium pick as well. But yeah, I mean, even if you still have Marshawn Lattimore on the outside, Ja'Dae Barron can play anywhere in that secondary. The dude is the most versatile defensive back in this draft.
Yep.
He's played nickelback, he's played safety, he's played outside corner, and Washington has a need at all three of those positions.
Josh X asks here really quick, are the Eagles a team that would take a proper swing on the move for Josh Hendrickson, for Trey's brother?
That was actually Josh's make a lot name of sense as a college football player.
When you consider it. I don't think they're going to pay the price that the Bengals are going to want. Because what the Bengals would probably want for Trey Hendrickson is pick 32. And the Eagles are not going to give that up for Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
I honestly think the Bengals want more than pick 32.
Yeah,
you know,
they do.
A lot of teams think that's going to be a lot. And, you know, somebody may be like, all right, well, the Eagles may be like, well, we'll give you 32. We'll give you something else in the fourth or fifth, or we'll look at something next year. I think the Bengals are still highly valuing Trey, you know, and they want two first rounds for him, which I think is insane. But that's rumored what they were asking for, you know, once numbers start coming back in from other teams. They wanted two first-round picks, and I think that they're just going to have that same outrageous asking price regardless, even after the draft has started.
And literally no team has two first-round picks this year.
Right. No. So it'd be one for next year as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Right. Alex, time for you to finish off your evening here.
No, I got one more. after that.
Oh yes, you do. You are the you are the final one. Forgot about that. Sorry.
But I am Naruto running to the podium with this one for the Buffalo Bills, because with the 30th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select with happiness Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Ole Miss. They need pass rush help, but they also have – I think they just paid Greg Russo. But, like, they did not have a standout pass rush. They didn't have that, like, sack machine. And Walter Nolan's not like that. He's not going to get, like, crazy sack production, but he is, like, one of the – he's loaded with potential. And the Bills desperately need pass rush help or somewhere on defense. I think Walter Nolan's the guy for them if he falls to 30, which I highly doubt it.
Yeah, I don't necessarily see that happening either. That's just kind of the way our draft, pretty much, shook out at this point. But yeah, I think the Bills need interior defensive line help, like you said. Now, the only catch on Walter Nolan is that they do have a three tech already in Ed Oliver. They are looking for more of a nose tackle type, but you also just can't have enough interior defensive line help in the first place. So yeah.
Except the Bengals. Sorry.
Totally agree with Nolan. I thought he was already taken earlier, when I went with Harmon. Yeah, I totally don't see him dropping to 30 as well. But, I mean, this guy's just an all-around stud. I think that, he's going to go a lot earlier than that. But any team this late will be running to the podium to go after Nolan. And he's got a lot of hype lately as well.
Yes. I mean, PFF loves Walter Nolan. Loves Walter Nolan. Okay, Mick.
We're going to go with another shocker here, but with the 31st pick in the NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Ariante Ursary, the offensive tackle out of Minnesota.
You have a good night.
Not a big Ariante Ursary. We should be cheering for this if you hate him, because he's going to the Chiefs. Anyway, the Chiefs have had
him Jackson Slater at 31.
Jackson Slater. No, that's a Bill Belichick pick right there. That's a Bill Belichick late round Patriots pick right there. Late first round Patriots pick. Anyways, the Chiefs have had a top 30 visit with Ariante Ursary. Not a lot of other first-round tackles that they've – or first-round players in general that they've had top 30 visits with. Maybe a smoke screen, may not be a smoke screen. Ariante Ursary is a hulking left tackle coming from Minnesota. He's 6'6", 330 pounds. They obviously need some offensive line help. Kingsley Suamataia, however you pronounce that, didn't end up panning out. They had to scramble around late in the season on the offensive line. They need to fix it. This is the guy they're going to have to do it.
I think they're fine with not fixing it, personally. It could be a lot more enjoyable that way. Yeah, I mean, they need offensive linemen.
Especially tackles.
Yeah, because, I mean, Gray Zabel is out there.
But he's a guard.
That that's, yeah, exactly. He's not probably going to – I mean, he's drafted as maybe a tackle. Josh Connerly, probably another guy that you're probably going to see slotted inside a guard as well. Mm-hmm. I think this would be borderline, I don't know if nightmare scenario for the Chiefs, but this would be a scenario where they wouldn't be too thrilled about the draft lining up for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Did we lose Tommy?
Tommy might have frozen. Tommy either froze or had a stroke. Hopefully he froze.
He's back.
Right. You're back. What were you saying? It was a great point we knew you were going to make.
I was just going to say, I totally agree that they need offensive line help, and they're not going to like how this draft has unfolded, especially, with two of their biggest needs being offensive line and possibly even a cornerback. I just think that this.
Did he froze?
He might have frozen again. While he's frozen again, let's just go ahead and wrap it up. Alex, the Eagles are on the clock.
Yeah. All right, so I have two scenarios for this pick. One I've already brought up, but since we're not doing trades, I'm going to go with a player that they more or less need. I will say with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles, as of now, will select Nick Scowerton, edge rusher out of Texas A&M.
Nick Scowerton, hey.
I think, well, he came from Purdue, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
He did.
So he regressed from 23-24. I think you have to replace Josh Sweat. You also lost Milton Williams. So you have to get, you lost two dynamic pass rushers. And Scowerton, for me, is kind of the last one by default. I also believe there's a scenario where two picks from now, the Giants are picking. They can leapfrog the Browns to take Jackson Dart to get that QB on a fifth-year rookie deal. But if we're not doing trades, I'm going to say Scowerton to the Eagles.
No Georgia player for the Eagles in the first round here, but Nick Scowerton, they run a 3-4 defensive line here. I think he's the guy that they could definitely rotate with Mauro Ajomo on the right side. At the right end as a 3-4-5 tech, honestly. The guy is really big. He was mentioned as the top edge rusher in college or in the draft about a year ago.
Yeah, he was like a high to mid first round pick
last year. And I think that this past year at Texas A&M, where he wasn't the only victim of a lack of production on that defensive line, it's really hurt his draft stock. But he's had that hype at some point during the draft process. I think it's a good pick for the Eagles.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a real solid pick for him. This is a guy, you know, he can bring a ton of pass pressure. He can play in different defensive sets. I just think it will be a prime pick for them. I know we mentioned, like Josh mentioned, about trading for Hendrickson, and I think this would be the alternative to that for the outrageous asking price that the Bengals will be asking for Hendrickson.
All righty, there it is up on the screen right now. I know it's a little bit small, but that is our mock draft and how it goes. Are y'all ready now to jump into round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7?
Yes. All right, get your popcorn, boys.
We're actually just going to do the 7th round now. Only 7th round picks allowed. So,
All right.
There it is.
Houston Texans select Josh Isles.
Josh Isles. He's
what
making
a
it.
Bust.
You made it.
A bust without question there. Without question there. Okay. So, again, it went Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Patriots, Will Campbell, Jags, Ashton Jeanty, Raiders, Jihad Campbell, Jets, Tyler Warren, Panthers, Jalen Walker, Saints, Mason Graham, Bears, Kelvin Banks, Niners, Mike Green, Cowboys, Matthew Golden, Dolphins, Armon Membu, Colts took Colston Loveland, Falcons, Michael Williams, and the Cardinals took James Pierce Jr., Bengals, Shamar Stewart, Seahawks, Nick Iemanuori, Bucks, Donovan Ezeraku, Broncos, Maxwell Hairston, Steelers, Shedeur Sanders, the Chargers take Tet McMillan, the Packers, Derek Harmon, Vikings, Luther Burden, Texans, Josh Simmons, Will Johnson to the Rams, Donovan Jackson, Ravens, Malachi Starks, Lions, Jadae Barron to the Commanders, Walter Nolan to the Bills, Aristides Aquino to the Chiefs, and Nick Scorton goes to the Eagles. The Eagles with that.
How many of these do you guys think we got right?
Last year, I think it was like 8 or 9 is what we did. But last year, there was also a little bit of we had a first-string water boy, Riley says to Josh, as to what he's been drafted for. Last year, there were a lot of trades. I don't know that there's going to be as many trades this year.
No, I don't think there will be as many either. I feel like we would have seen at least a little bit of action going in before the draft here. We haven't seen really any. It's not like there's a lot of skill position players or quarterbacks and wide receivers that teams are really going to be looking to trade up for. I mean, really, the only positions that people might trade up for or teams might trade up for is edge rusher, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to depend how some things fall. You may have teams like back-to-back that look for a certain position. Somebody may be really wanting somebody. They know that they're going to be high on the board, so they may try to move up just a couple of spots. But I don't really see a whole lot of trades happening in the first round this year.
Now, second round, there's going to be a ton.
Yeah, because there's gonna be, a lot of teams are going to want quarterbacks, and that's when you're going to have the fire sale.
And I think you're going to see the Bengals make a trade in the second round.
Yes.
Who do they get in the second round?
Tate Radledge has been my projection now for a while, and I think trading back makes it even more likely that they could go with a Tate Radledge.
Yep, same argument for me. If they don't go edge in round one, I'm going with Jack Sawyer in round two.
I just sent this to Sam, but my round two pick was a top 30 visit was Jonas Avainea out of Arizona. Yep.
The reason why I didn't pick him, he was already selected by another team.
Oh,
you remember who I took him or who took him on in my mock, but yeah.
Tommy, do you have a Bengals second round pick?
Well, if it goes similar to what it is here, I don't know how long he would last, but if Tyler Booker was still on the board, this is about the area where I would take him.
I'd take him.
I have him 31 to the Chiefs.
I can't remember. I think I took him 41 to the Saints.
Ooh.
He is the guy that I think you don't trade back for if you're the Bengals in that realm. Is because if he's there, if he slips to 49, but I don't imagine he slips that far. I feel like somebody would take him as a guard early on in the second round. Because, I mean, listen, the Bengals traditionally have not valued guard very highly. So who knows if they even wait until day three to maybe pick another guard into the future of this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we will see a guard in this draft, but I just kind of think it's going to be later in the draft, probably thinking fourth, fifth, or sixth round.
Yeah, I have Mick, who was your third round pick again?
Mine was Omar Norman Lott, the three tech defensive tackle out of Tennessee.
Ooh, I
guy is a monster, by the way.
I haven't gone way earlier than that.
I mean, right now, I think on the consensus board, he's in the 80s right now, or maybe high 70s.
No, I did not pee-pee. I had to plug my phone in.
I just assumed you pulled a Shaq and had to run off in the middle of the...
That's Alex's favorite hobby, is plugging his phone in somewhere. Do you know how many times we've watched him plug in his phone at Bengals tailgates?
Yeah. It's amazing how good he is at finding random plugs, too. He'll go into a bush and come out with a plug. It's wild how he does that. I don't even know how it happens.
Round three, I have Andrew Mukuba from Texas.
Good safety pick. I like Andrew Mukuba a lot.
And then to round it out, I got Ty Robinson in round four, Khalil Mullings in round five, and Nick Martin in round six.
We got Nick Martin. I picked him in round six as well.
Yeah, did you guys see Shaq on Inside NBA or whatever earlier this week?
No, what did he do? Did he pee?
He left because he had a cheek sneak, I guess, that went wrong. So he gets up in the middle of their talking, and he just starts running off, and he does the Lamar Jackson run off the screen. give it a Google if you haven't yet. It is absolutely hilarious. Donald says, one viewer, I'm the one. How did you end up here? I don't know, Donald, but thanks. We've got viewers across Facebook and everything as well, but we appreciate you being
our one YouTube guy right now.
Our one YouTube guy. So, Donald, we appreciate you. Subscribe that way.
We appreciate all of you.
Absolutely. We appreciate our Facebook viewers, even Riley.
Yeah, he called me mid.
I mean, is he wrong?
No, but that's so mean.
Yeah, Shaq had the worst walk of this. I'll stick around. Ooh. Let's go. Any other draft thoughts from you all as we kind of wrap up the show here for today?
I don't think Shedeur Sanders is a first-round pick. I think you're seeing his stock fall a lot. Like, I think there was one executive that was like, oh, it's the worst interview I've ever seen. He was super arrogant.
That's worse than James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
Because James Pierce, does he care?
Yeah.
Is kind of James Pierce's question.
Yeah, does he view... How'd you do that?
What did you just do, Alex? Did you not do that on purpose?
I was like this, and apparently I thought it was a thumbs up.
I didn't know you could do that.
Why does it do that?
Are you on your phone or something?
Yeah!
what did you just do?
I don't know!
Are you on your phone?
I am on my phone.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. I'm on a computer. Tommy, are you on a computer too?
I'm on Chromebook, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't work for computers because I'm trying. That's disappointing.
Nope, not happening.
No, okay.
Can I try it again? Do you ever feel like a plastic? Damn it! Hey, there we go! Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Who is the... So, like, let's talk about the city near West Virginia here, because I think it's that's a discussion to at least have as we go
what's
through a couple
What's wrong with West
minutes.
Virginia, by the way?
My mom's from there. There's nothing wrong with that.
I was going to say, my dad's from there. Tommy's born and bred.
Yeah,
I'm here now.
Yeah, he's not leaving West Virginia.
No, absolutely not. I mean, my mom is from there. But who is the quarterback you hope the Steelers draft as a Bengals fan?
Shadur Sanders.
I think it's got to be Shadur. Got to be Shadur.
Yeah.
Who's the one you don't want them to take?
Milrow.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart, too. I just think Jackson Dart will be gone before they pick, but Dart, Milrow, definitely. I think Sanders is the one I want to face.
I understood that reference, Josh.
Poor Tommy and his cousin parents. Damn, Riley.
Oh, damn.
People think that Country Roads Take Me Home references West Virginia. Apparently it doesn't. References like Maryland or something.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I was just trying to go along with the bit here.
Yeah,
I thought you were having a
you're an idiot, Alex.
Okay. I'm gonna pose a question to you all, and I know I'm going against the grain. Sam, I'll start with you. Who is a player that was not taken in the first round in our draft that goes at least middle of the first round?
Omarion Hampton.
That's who I was thinking too.
Yeah. Cause I think he could go to the Broncos.
I have him mocked to the Bears at pick number 10 if Ashton Jeanty gets drafted.
Yeah, remember there were people that thought Jahmyr Gibbs was going to be like a second round pick, and he ended up going like 12.
Tyler Booker is another one.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Zabel. Him. Yep.
Yeah.
Because I think the mock I was watching, I think had Tyler Booker going really high, maybe to the Dolphins, if my memory's right on that, which was kind of odd because that is the one, like, the anti-Dolphins pick. Everybody else is incredibly fast, and they're going to add Tyler Booker, who is pretty much the exact opposite of that. Josh, we did that a little bit earlier on in the show, as too. We think the Bengals' choice will be in the first. I said, I think it's Derek Harmon. Mick, you think it's Nick Amonwori, right?
Yep.
Tommy, your prediction is it Walter Nolan?
It was Shamar.
It's actually Mike Green.
Mike Green. And who do you think will happen, Alex, again?
Walter Nolan.
Walter Nolan. So there we go. Those are all of it. Well, guys.
Also,
going,
Kenneth Grant did not make it our first round mock here.
I had him 27 to Baltimore.
He didn't.
I think I have him. Shit, I don't even remember where I have him.
There are multiple people that have him 17 to the Bengals.
Oh, no, I have him 33 to the Browns. Okay, so I actually have him in the second round of my mock.
Oh,
intriguing. Tommy, I know you run your college football website. You want to give it a plug?
Oh, yeah, that's a... We haven't been updated a lot this off season. We're getting ready to kick back in it. But, yeah, I run a page called College Football Buzz. Do a lot of stats on there, tons of videos. Go check it out.
Alex, you are what I think the kids call like a funny guy, right? A comedian?
I do the jokes.
A jabroni? Is that what they call
it? I do the jabroni jokes.
Yes. Knock-knock jokes traditionally, right?
More of the yodelay he variety.
Are you performing anywhere local anytime soon that people can come see you?
Not locally. I will be in Nashville at the end of May doing some pop-up shows. Nothing crazy right now. Just still trying to get back in the swing of stand-up after I had surgery last year. Cause I had to take like 2 months off because Mick and Sam saw me with a cane last year.
We did.
I also have a YouTube page I'm trying to launch. It's called Tubes on Sports. It's I do a lot of video stuff. I do some skits. I do some long form stuff. Yeah, there you go. Josh is correct. He's correct. I'm hilarious. But yeah, just the YouTube stuff. I'm also going to try to get Fuck You Like the Bengals. launched back up because my body just kind of went to shit. So I haven't been able to really do anything. But yeah, check all that out.
John, I appreciate that. We'd love to meet you. We're always tailgating around. Most of us are. Tommy's probably going to come to at least one game this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, Tommy. How long has it been?
We missed your ass this year.
Yeah, I'll get
it. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
You could just park your RV in Mick's front yard.
Oh, man,
actually, it's going to be 3 years because you came week one of 2022.
No, that was
the Steelers game, wasn't it? Or no.
That was the Steelers game.
Yeah, it was the Steelers game. I was at a couple more, too. You were just too drunk to remember.
Which ones? No, I only remember you at the Chargers game in 2021.
I DJed at
the Steelers game in 2022. What'd you do in 2023?
I was at a couple. I know it was at the Falcons game.
Oh, that was the one game I missed. That was my anniversary.
That's the reason you went to that game, right, Tommy?
Exactly. Well, that was 2022 as well. But yes, that was one of the games that I missed.
Who was the starter for the Falcons that game?
Desmond.
I don't think
no,
it was.
Not
No.
Not Mariota. Oh, maybe it was it Matt Ryan still?
No.
No, this would have been 2022. Now I don't even know. Now I got to look this up.
Oh, my goodness.
Who was it?
I remember they had like a
was
long...
It Mariota, was it?
No,
maybe it was. Was it Desmond Ridder? It was Marcus Mariota.
Okay.
Because I remember he had like a long pass that Desmond Ridder doesn't have more than 20 yards of arm strength in him.
So yeah, because he threw it. Yeah, he threw a 75-yard touchdown to who? Damier Beard.
Damier
Beard. My goodness.
There's a name for you. There's
Marcus Mariota threw 13 passes in that game.
8 completions. I do want to make sure, though, that 3 of those were completed to Kyle Pitts. Got to do cheers to our boy,
to
our boy Miracle, who loved himself some Kyle Pitts. We love it with that. Ridder slander will not be tolerated. Ridder slander is only tolerated on this podcast, Riley. Only tolerated. It's literally the only thing we can do. Yeah, I'm glad to see you back with us. And John, we look forward to meeting you as well. But yeah, make sure to our valued listeners that you follow Tommy, College Football Buzz, follow Alex as well. Follow us too. We're the Jungle Juice Podcast. We're on your favorite podcasting platform. Give us a 5-star rating that way. That's the best way for you to find us. Give us a 5-star rating and do it that way. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. You can subscribe that way. But Alex and Tommy, appreciate you guys taking this in. Second annual mock draft. It's been a lot of fun, and we look forward already to 2026, which will be in the city near West Virginia, I believe, right?
Arch Manning going.
I was literally about to say Arch Manning.
Who sucks? Who's going to suck this year?
Who will? There you go. Make your. Okay, so are we just going to do a 2026 mock draft right now?
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Who will be the number one? Okay, so I think Arch is going to be number one overall. I think we're all probably going to agree on that. Who will
Equally
he go
is
to?
Important. Yes, Cleveland. I was just about to ask.
You're saying Cleveland?
Cleveland. They can't. Apparently, they can't hit too many damn quarterbacks, so it'll be Cleveland.
I'll go with the Giants.
The Giants were the team that I was sliding to. Riley's of the Saints is an interesting. That's.
Ooh. Ooh,
I actually so kind poetic. Of agree with that. Oh, yeah, it's like it comes full circle. Also, I do not envy the Saints this year. They are in one of the worst situations in the league with cap money.
We've been saying this for like the past decade. We've been saying this for at least the past 5 years.
Yeah, there's
George Pickens no longer right follows now. Follows them on Instagram. That's hilarious. Okay. Thank you guys for joining us here. Enjoy the draft. We're probably about 24 hours away from the Bengals being on the clock.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Yeah, probably about that. And who knows what will be happening from that, but we'll keep you posted on that. Mick and I will be back on Sunday. We'll recap the draft. And then the first Wednesday in May the 6th, I think is what it is, we're going to have our mock schedule. So make sure you join us there as we're going to project the schedule for
it. Are we doing a Stump the Schwab again?
That will be coming up at some point this off season as well. So we look
it's
forward to that.
It's not Stump the Schwab. It's called the Jungle Juice Joust, Dick.
Yes. Make sure you get your branding correct. So until next time, for Tommy, for Alex, for Mick, I'm Sam. Guys, hootay and enjoy the draft, right?
Hootay. Yes,
hootay.
We'll select Jackson Dart.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.